Welcome home, dear. I've missed you so much. Do you know how needy a kitsune gets when their beloved is away for so long? Yes, yes. I know you were just sent to work, but the fact still stands. I may never forgive you, you know. Especially on a human holiday of love and affection. So how is work, hun? I hope today wasn't too harsh on you. It's bad enough that you had to work on a day like this. Nearly wrung dry of energy. That is one way to describe it. I'm sorry to hear that. But you're home now, and I want my hard-working mate to relax for the rest of the night. And let Noir ease your troubles away. I may be doting like a mother, but a kitsune's hospitality is like no other. Especially for you. Now, I would like to ask you something, hun. Something I've wanted to bring to your attention for some time now. What would that be? Well, would you like dinner? A bath? Or me? Oh, don't act all coy with me. I know your answer to that. But who's to say a warm bath or a delicious dinner won't be as great? After all, your beloved has prepared something special for the two of us. That's more like it. Follow me, dear. Now, I know we started getting together a while ago, but like my first time, I want our first Valentine's together to be special. What do I mean? You'll find out soon enough. Just keep following me, and all will be revealed. I hope you're not too distracted by my swaying tail. I've been told that it could be rather hypnotizing to look at, swishing back and forth as I walk. Or maybe you're staring at what's attached to it. I can never get used to your cute reactions. It always brings a smile to my face when I manage to make you flustered. Don't plead ignorance with me, dear. I know your eyes were on me, staring at much more than the sway of my tail. I could practically taste sin in your scent. But go on. I don't mind you staring. Because tonight, I promise you, we'll do much more than staring. Ah, we're here already. Now. After you, love. It's only customary that I let you in first, while bowing like this. In reality, this is my people's way of an invitation to courtship. Another flustered reaction! You're just too easy sometimes. Oh no. I wasn't joking with that tidbit of information. This time, at least. So make of that what you will, hun. So, are you going to enter? Or are you going to keep staring at me with that cute, flabbergasted expression on your face? Only for my beloved would I torment them with my teases. Now take a seat and sit comfortably. I have something prepared just for you in the kitchen. Here, a nice full platter of freshly cooked food and a bowl of soup as a side dish. I do hope you like it. I worked in that kitchen for far longer than I would like to admit. Aww, you praise me too much. I may be skilled in culinary arts, but like before, I want this to be special. So try some of your food and eat up, hun. Least it gets all cold. Oh, you love it? Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Now let's properly dig in, shall we? Thank you to the goddess above for this fine meal. Let us eat. That was filling. I hope the food was just as wonderful for you, too. Better than the banquet? Oh, so you do remember how we first met. How long ago was it? A few months, right? Yes, the banquet I so carefully ran. The night you and I shared a drink and got to know one another. The night where you accepted my proposal. The night I sunk my claws into you and claimed you as mine. The night of passion we shared and how much I dominated over you. Ah, so that's why you were so ignorant. Or at least pretended to be. There's no need to be embarrassed, hun. After all, I am your partner now. Your mate. And I intend on claiming my mate again this night. Now then, I think we should head over to the bath once we clean up here. Think of it as a way to wash away the stresses of today, so that we both can enjoy this night a little more. Oh, so you did notice? Yes, when I asked you that question at the front door, I really meant it. It's Valentine's Day, love. Why pick one option when you could have all three? Don't be silly, hun. As much as I want to jump into the shower with you and help you scrub your back, I have to make final preparations for... Well, you'll see when you get out of your shower. Aw, don't feel disappointed, hun. I made sure the bath and shower are accommodated appropriately to get yourself cleaned up. Although I won't be there. I'll be waiting for you when you come out. Do make sure to only wear your towel. It will make things easier for me. Good boy. I'll be waiting until then. Welcome, honey. I've been expecting you. Oh. I hope you enjoyed your bath, because I have something planned with you here. Oh. Do you enjoy the candlelit bedroom? I made sure to suit our needs for what is to come. So you've noticed. Do you like it? My special nightgown and lingerie. It fits so snugly on my body. It feels soft. But right now, I am very tempted to take it off completely. Oh. In fact, why don't I start this off now? We've waited long enough, and I'd rather you tend to this fox lady's needs right away. Now come here, love. Oh. This is where I'd ask you if you'd like to come to bed with me. But looking at you now, I have a much better idea in mind. This towel is quite constricting. You don't mind if I slip it off? There. That bulge beneath would definitely thank me for it. Goddess, you're so cute. Don't mind my tail, sweetie. It has a mind of its own at times. Especially while I'm worked up like this. In fact... You always say my tail is soft and fluffy. I wonder how good it will feel wrapped around your cock. Didn't expect that, huh? Does my tail feel nice? That's good, because I'll use it to bring your cock some pleasure. You squirm under my tail's touch. My, aren't you sensitive down there tonight? Now, where were we? I can feel you heating up. I wonder how much pleasure I could help build up before you fully succumb to me. Your cock twitched there. Do you like it when the tip of my tail teases your own tip? Looks like I know your weakness then. Don't worry. Mommy Noir will do her best to make you squirm with pleasure. Just don't come too quickly now, hun. Now this is new. Thrusting your hips desperately to my tail. Aren't you so eager? Oh, what's this? My mate is giving me some distance. I would feel hurt if I hadn't sensed your lust for me. So, what do you plan to do, little one? Well, this is a surprise. Why are you behind me? Don't tell me my honey got you frustrated with my teases, that he'd want to take me from behind. I didn't expect that either. Shoving your cock between my thighs and having it rest under my needy cunt. Aren't you full of surprises? Oh, goddess. Keep doing that, hun. Here, put your right hand on my breast and your left on my hip while you keep doing it. Oh, fuck. You're going faster. Is my honey so pent up from work that he'll take it out on little old me? My. Your grasp on my breast is tight. Maybe loosen it and play with my hard nipple. That's it. Keep going. Just this once, I'll allow you to use me like this. But do remember who you belong to, and who your mommy is. Now come here. My, so rough. You really are desperate to come on my soft thighs. Worry not. Like I said, Mommy will allow you to come like this. Just make sure to bring her to release as you do. That's it. That's it. Good boy. You're such a good boy for Mommy Fox. Yes, I'm bringing the pet names. I can't help it. I'm far too deep into the chamber of lust to stop now. So why not? Oh. Goddess, I'm getting close. Your thrusting and grinding on my lips is getting me so wet. I hope you don't mind me coating your hot cock with my wet lips. Coming soon, too. Then come. Make Mommy Fox proud and come to her thighs. Make sure it's a large load. You did good, honey. My good boy. I can feel your warm cum dripping down my legs. What am I doing? Silly human. Do you think we're done yet? Even after all this effort in making this room as romantic and lovely as could be, we still haven't used the bed yet. I hope you still have some more cum for me, because I'm still hungry for your essence. Now come here, my good boy. Now I may be taller than you by a hair. But I'll let you be on top in a missionary position like this. Only, you'll obey what your mommy tells you to do since you're tired. You've made me very wet, dear. But remember, I'm still in charge despite all this. Do as mommy says and you'll be rewarded. So put it in. And give Mommy Fox what she wants. And just like that, you're in. Go on. Thrust into me and make love to me. Goddess. This never gets old. Yes, you're doing so well, hun. Just keep thrusting into Mommy Noir. You can wrap your fingers around mine if you like. You're still so eager. Even after coming so hard to my thighs, you still need me to relieve you. Just know that only good boys can come inside me. I won't let you come otherwise. I'll decide when you'll come. So try to hold it in for me, dear. That's my good boy. Now fuck me faster. Goddess, I needed this. Fuck me, cutie. Good. You're doing such a good job for me. Now come here. Faster. So much energy, so much eagerness to please me. It's making mommy so wet. I want more. So you're getting close. That's good, hun. But I'll only let you come if you make me again. So go faster for me. I feel your cock twitch. I need it, and I'm almost there. Please fuck my needy cunt and give this fox what she needs. That's it. Make me come again. Let me bring you to release and drain you of your cute milk. Come inside me. Be a good boy for me and come inside. Ugh. much cum. I feel so warm and full. Yes, dear. You can rest your head on my bosom. You've earned it for being such a good boy. Now come closer. Come into Mommy Noir's full embrace. Oh. You did good, my good boy. Soon enough, I'll add that to the list of pet names for you. Don't test me, hun. I may be a benevolent fox, but this fox can be wrathful in other ways. Making you squirm while I tease you is one method. Oh, you'll know another form of my wrath once my heat cycle begins. But in all seriousness, I do hope you enjoyed what I put together for our first Valentine's together. I worked hard for my mate, as you could see. Don't mind the rose petals, though. They'll be gone before the end of tomorrow. Now get some rest, dear. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll be here to help you pave through it.